Just over a year ago, Bob Wesp walked me through a tangle of urban trees outside his mill in Hartford.
Elm, you get ash. We get a lot of maple. This is maple. And we get a little dab of honey locust, hackberry.
Bob and his brother were taking in about 4,000 felled trees a year, most from the city of Milwaukee. At the time, the family's urban wood sales amounted to, well, barely a trickle. Today, Brother Jim says the company displays urban along with the traditional lumber in its showroom, and sales are growing.
I would say that we're probably in the 10% range.
That's 10% of Wesp's total lumber business. Among the customers who have ordered urban wood products, a new childcare center, and a grocery store. But
most of the urban projects that we have been involved with have been a customer who says, I want to build a dining room table.
The reason city wood may appear to lend itself to smaller projects is because trees salvaged from the urban canopy are often diseased or damaged. You might find a nail or metal impaled beneath its bark, and it can take time and attention to salvage what's best.
This room is under construction still. This is going to be our slab library.
At 61st and Blue Mound, August Hoppy stands in his brand new urban wood showroom. It's chocked full, ash flooring beneath our feet, along with furniture fashioned of oak and black walnut. Hoppy's family has expanded the tree service since his grandfather, dad, and uncle launched in 1972.
For years, we just did what other conventional tree services did, and that's try to get it off the job site in the most efficient fashion. So that often meant cutting it into small pieces and hauling it out. But over the years, people had asked me and kind of bugged me a little bit about, what are you doing with all that wood?
Now, rather than simply pulverizing or hauling away a city dweller's tree, Hoppy offers the option of fashioning the trunk into a table or mantle.
You know, a tree that'll have knots and limbs that have grown off of the trunk. Those often provide, you know, beautiful slabs because they showcase the grain and the character of the wood.
Even a fungus that has attacked and killed a tree can produce fascinating patterns. Hoppy points to an example, a small table crafted of various species of urban wood, topped with American beech.
These dark lines that run through the cellular walls of the wood is actually a fungal strain that has been eating away at the wood, and the wood compartmentalizes that decay, and it forms some very interesting patterns that's called spalting, and people just love that.
Hoppy is less than a year into processing urban lumber at his mill in Grafton, yet he plans to expand the operation. He even just purchased something called a knuckle boom crane. The truck allows him to haul even larger city logs. Hoppy hopes to create demand and consistent inventory to feed it.
Work with municipalities and other tree services to really grow this trend and be a collection point for logs and to really, you know, help jumpstart the movement to make this grow. And where it ends up, I don't know.
If anything, I've held the reins back so that this industry could evolve.
That's Duane Sperber. He's an urban wood craftsman and advocate. Last year, the DNR awarded Sperber a grant to cultivate a wider market for city lumber. He's helped form a nonprofit group called Wisconsin Urban Wood, now 18 members strong. And he recently convinced a well-established wood flooring company to carry urban.
They're not going to just jump into this. We have learned, evolved, and here we are.
Sperber freely admits he keeps on lumber types until they agree to talk urban wood with him. The Wesps are on board. So are the Hoppies.
We really are committed to the whole notion that a viable business plan can be made from this.
We're looking at trends, and even though we haven't been around, you know, very long here doing this, you know, we realize what's in demand. And with our partners, it's kind of funny because one of them comes from a lumber background and the other from a live edge slab craftsman background. So, you know, we're at a point where we're fighting over the log, and I think that's great to be saying, no, I want it.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.